Hello, this is Michael Criswell, and today before I share with you this message, I'd like to give you a little introduction about it because it actually has the audio recording of my previous spouse who fell away from both Jesus Christ and me through her own apostasy and through abandonment of our marriage. This message is a message that Persis and I made together on April 8th, 2016 for a young teenage girl named Marta who was going through a tremendous amount of suffering in her life, suffering both physical, emotional, and sexual abuse. And she had become very suicidal and had started questioning us about suicide, God's forgiveness, heaven, salvation. She had come up in a Catholic upbringing. So this message is going to be perhaps an encouragement and something very much needed to hear by those who may be suffering the same way somebody like Marta was. Some others may wonder, why am I sharing a message from my previous spouse? And why am I allowing her to contribute? And why have I not removed her? Perhaps how does even Lisa feel about this? Lisa is okay with it. I used to be the one who was not okay with it. I think for a time I felt ashamed when I would hear Persis in some of my recordings as if somehow or another her apostasy, her unfaithfulness, and her falling away from Jesus Christ was a reflection on me as her husband. I know differently today, and I do not feel the same way anymore. Persis's unilateral decision to walk away first from Jesus Christ and then from me has no more bearing on who I am as a follower, as a minister, and now as a husband to Lisa in Christ than does the apostasy, the unfaithfulness, or the stubbornness of Israel and Judah have a poor reflection on their husband, God. I think also there's a very sober reminder in this message for those who think they're standing firm, that they should be careful that they do not fall. I think anytime I've ever heard a message from Persis reflecting on who she once was, so beautiful in Christ, such a pure and sincere devotion to Christ, it is absolutely a terrifying warning. It is sobering, it is astonishing, and it is shocking. I never saw anyone who walked with Jesus in such humble circumstances and who understood so much light on the Bible and Jesus Christ as Persis did so quickly. She indeed was a beautiful Christian, and she shared many things in some of her recordings that were absolutely biblical true. She had a very, very long running and powerful testimony of the grace of Jesus Christ, both in her family history and in her personal history. So what Persis shares, unless I were to find something that's biblically incorrect, will still stand as something God would honor as truth, even though she herself abandoned the love of that truth. May this be a recording that impacts whoever it is supposed to impact in accord with the Spirit of the living Jesus Christ. And may God bless you indeed as you listen. Hello, Marta. This is Michael and
Persis.
We are sitting here thinking about you. We didn't get a chance to get back to you until just now. We were gone for the last few days, and I didn't really have internet while we had got the opportunity to go back to her hometown, and I got to see where my wife grew up. It was amazing. And so I want to say thank you for asking about her and asking about us. We are doing so well. We are so blessed of the Lord, having both of us come through so much pain and so many years of disappointment and suffering and waiting for God to do something wonderful in our life. We're now enjoying a level of happiness and joy with each other that we can't even put into words.
Yes,
isn't that right?
Yes.
We sit and look at each other and say, how can this be? God is that good. So we just wanted to contact you and encourage you. Persis wanted to share a few things with you in a minute, but I wanted to just first of all tell you, sister, suicide is never the answer. It may be that some evil spirits are putting thoughts in your mind. Your own heart is wanting to give up. But I just want to assure you
100% of the time, suicide is disaster. And remember, I told you, you cannot go to heaven and kill yourself. The Bible gives us too many scriptures that would make it very easy for us to believe we cannot go to heaven if we end our life. What you can do is learn how to respond to your life circumstances the way the Lord Jesus Christ would. And God will help you. And again, I talked to you about the need to be born again. I don't know if you've ever asked the Lord Jesus Christ to become your Savior. You remember I sent you a long message explaining how we're separated from God by sin, and our life apart from God will look very much like a curse. Sometimes God will allow wicked people to prosper and their lives look just fine. But the Bible says that God laughs at them because he knows their end. And then there are others who God mercifully allows them to experience difficulty and affliction and pain and suffering so that they will cry out to him in need. But I just wanted to have Persis share a couple of words with you about suicide.
Hey, Marta, this is Persis, and I'm so glad to meet with you. And I heard your story, and I felt so much compassion. And trust me, I had the similar feelings of suicide. My father died when I was 12. And it looked to me the pain would never go away. And I thought, I cannot live like this all my life with this pain, and I would rather end my life. And I even swallowed some pills, but they were the wrong pills. They didn't harm anything. But you know what God did? God took away that pain. In just a couple of days, God took away that pain, and the pain entirely disappeared. After a few days, we didn't miss him anymore. You know, it's completely possible with God's help. No human can erase the pain. No doctor can do anything. But it's God. With God, all things are possible. And I had the similar experience when I had a boyfriend. And he is not a Christian, and I desperately wanted him to convert to Christianity, but he wouldn't. And I asked God's help him to convert to Christianity, but nothing happened, because it's not God's plan that I should end up with him. So that guy never changed. Also, you know, humans have a choice to make. They have to choose God. God would not force everyone to choose him. It's human's choice. So this person, this boyfriend, he did not choose God. So I thought God was not answering my prayers. When that thought came in, I felt so hopeless, and I said, God, if you don't answer if you're not listening to my prayers, and there is no hope for me in this life, I might end my life. You know, I had these suicidal thoughts again because I felt hopeless. Because even the God doesn't seem to answer my prayers, so... But I trusted him. The best thing I did was I trusted him. That is the thing only saved me, you know, because I trusted in him that he would. I had strong trust, even though I was committed to commit suicide. But I knew God was going to do something to make his presence known in my life. some solution, some answer. He would bring something. I trusted that very strongly, and he did according to my faith. It was not the answer I was expecting, but it was from God. I knew it clearly, and the answer came through Michael. God used Michael to answer many of my questions about Christianity, about faith, and I felt I had such peace. God gave me such peace I have never experienced before. All the burning questions, all these illusions I had, everything flew away, and everything made perfect sense. And in fact, I look back and I see how foolish I was to think the pain would last forever, and that I should, the only way out is the suicide. It's all temporary. I'm telling you, I lived those moments where it looks like it's the permanent pain. It would not go away. They're all the lies from the devil. But here is the good news. The pain will go away. You can trust God to remove all that pain. So, Martha, there is hope for you. And God loves the broken people, the humble people. So he looks down upon you, and he's desiring to take you as his child, and you need to trust him. You need to trust him with your life. You know, he can turn your life into something amazing. All you need to do is trust him and seek him. God looks for the people on the whole earth who are seeking him. If you seek him, you would feel his presence in your life. You would feel that peace, that joy no one can give. The world cannot give.
Tell her specifically what you did to seek God. Reading.
Yeah, Martha, I sought God. You know, if I was living my life, you know, on my own, you know, without involving God, I'm sure God would not have come through. But God encouraged me, and I obeyed his call. I sought God. I sought God by reading Bible. You know, in 1 year, I almost finished the entire Bible. So I was desperate for God, and I also listened to the sermons, and I want to warn you about the sermons. Not all the pastors and the so-called preachers are not all true. So if you want to listen to anybody's sermons, go to Zach Poonen. Zach Poonen, you can hear Michael's John 7:17 challenge. You can take that. It's really helpful for you to grow in your faith and to know more about God's ways. You have to know about God's ways, and that gives you so much peace. You know, you will understand everything in your life. God turns it for good. So I also watched a couple of Christian movies. There are very few. You know, I heard Michael already suggested you Gospel of John, and I'm so glad you watched it. And I encourage watching you that again if possible. Also, please read New Testament. You know, even though you don't understand, trust me, God, the Holy Spirit will teach you. I didn't understand everything I read, but because I sought God, because he saw I was genuinely interested to know him, he just poured his spirit in me, and I was able to understand everything in the Bible.
Let me just say this, Marta. I've spoken to hundreds of people around the world. I've never seen anybody understand the Bible as deep and as fast as Persis did. God blessed her amazingly because she obeyed and she trusted him. And one of the things I want to remind you of is you cannot be a Christian without being born again. I know that your family is Catholic, and remember we talked about this, and most Catholics are not born again. And what that means is they've never actually come to the Lord Jesus Christ, understanding, first of all, the need to be born again, as it speaks in John chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. And they don't know that they need to have a new nature, not just every week confessing their sins to a man. It needs to be that Jesus Christ saves you from your sin, forgiving you of your past sins, and also setting you free from current sin, anything in your life. He forgives you, you forgive others. You begin to obey the teachings that Jesus taught, like in Matthew chapter 5, chapter 6, and chapter 7, the Sermon on the Mount. And you begin to obey those. And that's how Jesus knows that you are a true follower. Jesus said in John chapter 8, 31 through 38, he said to Jews who believed him, he said, "You are really my disciples if you hold to my teaching." So you need to be born again. And all you have to do is ask the Lord Jesus Christ, say, "Lord Jesus, I am a sinner. I have sinned. I've tried to take my own life. I've said mean things to other people. I've withheld forgiveness from other people." Whatever the sins are that God brings to your heart and that your conscience is already reminding you of, confess those sins to God and say, "Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that you came and that you died on the cross, and that you shed your blood for the forgiveness of my sins, and so that I could be born again and live with you forever. Save me, Lord Jesus Christ." Marta, call out to God every day until he saves your soul. It may not happen the first time. There's stories throughout history of many people who had to call on the Lord Jesus over and over and over. And what will happen is, Marta, when you're born again, you will feel a peace inside of your heart that you've never felt before. You will feel a sense of, many people describe, a weightlessness. All of a sudden, a weight is taken off of them. In Matthew 11, 28 through 30, Jesus says, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Marta, that's you. You're weary and burdened. Come to Jesus, okay? So make sure that's your top priority. And the next thing that I want to share is I want to have Persis tell her, when you were going through what you went through with your ex and you were crying out to God, talk to her about the pain of your prayer and fasting and waiting for God, and then answer this question: could you ever imagined what we have right now then?
So Marta, I was going through this breakup with my boyfriend. You see, I was not talking to him anymore because I was waiting on God. And finally, he married someone else and, you know, everything, you know, went upside down and my heart was broken. So the pain was tremendous and it looked to me my life was never going to be happy again. I was never going to be happy. I was going to end up with a broken heart, with so much pain. And I even said, you know, I am only 28, and that means my average life is like 60, 70 years. That means I have to live 30, 40 years of lonely, painful life. That's what I thought. And that looked so miserable to me. And when someone tell me that you, in a few months, you are going to have an amazing husband whom you will be so happy with that you could never imagine, I would never have believed that. I would never have believed that now. But with God, everything is possible. I can never, not even in the pain, even in my, before that, I never imagined something like this. Something like this. And especially in India, we don't see much happiness in the lives. You know, all the life is so dark here, you know, so hard, difficult circumstances. So I thought my one chance with the one boyfriend, it blew up and that's it. My life is over. But that is the beginning of my good life. That is the beginning of my faith, my real faith with God, and God was going to bless me so much. And now I look back and I laugh at those moments of those crying, of those grumbling, all that negative thoughts and depression. I laugh at that. I look back and I laugh at that.
Your disappointment that God didn't answer your prayers.
And so for a week, about a week, you know, I was waiting up for this guy to come back. So I came to know he's married. That means God closed that door. He's never going to come back. That's what I said, actually. Lord, if it is your will, bring him back. Otherwise, remove him. That's what I prayed. So God removed him by his marriage. So he's married someone else. That means he's never coming back. And I was devastated and I was so disappointed. God did not do what I asked for. And I was disappointed. I disappointed and I was kind of getting angry with God, but at the same time, Lord, I trust you. You know, nothing makes sense now, but I'm everything looks so against, anti towards you. You know, everything you're doing seems to hurt me, but all these things, but still I am choosing to trust you. I choose to trust you no matter what. You are a God of justice. You are the God of righteousness and you don't do any evil. So I am going to trust you. In the worst moments of my life, I said, I trust you. And that's why God blessed me so much. In just 2 weeks, that's it. This amazing peace, God filled me with his spirit, and this amazing peace and joy came into my heart. And I said, wow, Lord, that's it. I don't need anything. I don't need to have anybody to make me happy. I have you. I'm content with you. I'm so happy. I wasn't even not happy when I had a boyfriend. I was even not happy when he proposed for marriage, but now I am the happiest person. I never thought that would be possible, Mata. I never thought I could be happy even though I was dumped by someone. I never thought that. So God can take any broken life and turn it into this amazing life of joy, and you will experience the life to the full. John 10:10. So Marta, don't think about the past, about the, don't focus on that. I know what happened to you is very, very bad, but you can trust God. God can fix anything. In his word, he says that over and over again, you just bring your trash to me and I would fix it. He wants people who are weak. He wants people like us. He doesn't want people who are, my life is perfect. You know, I have perfect family. He doesn't want such people. He wants the broken people. He wants people like you and me. You see how he fixed my life? Martha, he could do the same thing for you only if you choose to trust him and seek him. You are going to feel this amazing joy and Michael and I are experiencing.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that. Marta, I can't add to my wife's words. She said everything that I would have said, only better. We care about you, and I just want to pray for you. Father, we thank you for Marta. We thank you, God, in faith that you look down from heaven and you see every single painful thing that has ever happened to her. Every crushing blow, every evil arrow that's been put into her. you know, every tear, every heartbreak, every unmet expectation, every loss of hope. But God, I know that as now you look down upon her as a cherished, precious daughter who only needs to have the faith, even though she can't see you, to cry out to you and call upon the name of the Lord, and you will be there and you will show yourself strong on her behalf. Father, I ask you to grant her the grace and help open her spiritual eyes, God, so that she can understand what we're saying. She can understand the need to be born again, the need to confess her sins and to have the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ live in her heart, and how she needs to put the teachings into practice, and how even if she doesn't have a church, she can do it with her own Bible and on her own knees. Father, save her soul, redeem the mess, buy back the trash in Marta's life, and use it, Father, for her good and your glory. We believe you for all these things in faith. We thank you for them, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, sister. Please keep in touch with us and let us know how you're doing, okay? Bye-bye.